Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, so everybody please tune in. You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. I am Talk Dude, and over on the other side of this line is Organic OK.
Hello, this is Comedian Organic OK.
So Organic, come on, let's tell what we're going to do tonight. Okay, now, a lot of you out there have been hearing a lot of the stuff we've been talking about. I'm wondering, is anybody listening? Please, listen. This can change your life. Be the person you want to be in a fraction of the time.
But that's part of the process. Sometimes the things that really will help people, it needs to truly, truly go through you in a way that you can't handle. Because sometimes we're so eager to inspire people and motivate people that, in a sense, are the same cross-contamination that eventually or the demise of a lot of people. Think about how many people in history, downfall being the people that they've been informing. You know, think about that. Think about people that you're informing that they're not concerned about how you're motivating yourself. They're looking to destroy you, you know. And truly, when you are free to people that's free, they respond to you totally different than people that truly are trying to compromise you. You can tell the difference in the actual connection. Even if someone don't know where you're coming from and they may be aggressive, you can tell there's a different type of energy. Because somebody that's truly trying to destroy you, they don't have to be mean. That was so bad about it. Someone truly trying to destroy you, they don't have to be mean. It's a very subtle cross-contamination, almost like termites. Once you recognize what they're able to do to you, it's normal, they already got you. When you feel like it's quite often people feel have this kind of feeling. You feel sad. There's something about the feeling that you feel sad. You don't know why. You're like, why I feel sad? Because that's part of you. That's part of you being compromised. And it's a natural vibration level that connects you. And when you do these things, you're truly enhancing yourself. You are truly giving the vibration of healing. You are the quench to your thirst when you do things that align to your purpose. Now, talk to them. Now, talk to them. Tell them what they don't want to hear from you. I want to hear something. If you are giving somebody a connection to motivate the relationship that when they meet you, you would be magically, you know, extension to the actual ability that is there already. How would you want to be addressed? When someone sees you, how do you want to be addressed? Because, you know, that changed time to time, you know. So tell the people, how do you want to be addressed when someone actually come across seeing you? Do you want them to talk to you on the street? Do you want them to just keep walking? What is your true...
That's the problem. You can't really trust. I mean, you're not in a position to trust just any random person who comes up to you on the streets and makes a pitch. That can be especially dangerous. They can be just trying to get your attention for a moment while they knife you. You have to be in some, I don't know, there has to be a way where you sort of come to them in an office or through the net or something.
You're not sitting there. So you're not trying to say you're going to be naive to just let anybody talk to you when they're on the street.
Yeah. I mean, sad, but that's the world we live in, is it not?
I mean, it's components of that. Cause, you know, the person, like I said, all it takes is one person, right? All it takes is one person to be wrong by you, you know, and it can change your life forever, right?
Yeah.
You can spend all, listen to this. You can spend all your time trying to, you know, avoid the person and waste all your energy, and then you're so exhausted from trying to avoid the person or situation where the situation, you know, they just walk in there the cakewalk because they're like, you waste all your energy. Now you got no energy because you wasted for people that are not even trying to bother you. And now what do you do now? What do you do at that point when you've been wasting all your energy for a fight that's not even a fight? And a real fight that you've been, think you've been preparing for has been a fight that it just is like, it knows your health. People understand, emotionally, it's a lot of things about people that know your health. people that are destroying you, they already know your health most of the time. They know what's going on with you. You informed them enough for them to make an evaluation. There's a lot. If you don't understand, it's so many things. And the thing that truly gets you through these things, it's a unique space altogether. You know, the people that make it, you think they make it by accident? Man, so many things that they should have went by, down by an unusual situation where they're connected and they're actually able to redistribute that actual energy that's considered negative into their life, where the inside of greatness, of satisfying, seeing the change from the past, being a chance for the future, actually just come together, and those things, you know, take the position that they pose, you know, the role. But it's so important when you play your position in the role you're supposed to play. It's so much more that you find out that you're capable of doing. But when you're not actually giving yourself that true freedom, that true space to, you know, stretch your roots and move forward, that you feel like you're being crushed. You mostly become crushed. You know, talk to them, dude. Talk to them. Tell them about what's going on. And today, what can people look for? Huh? If this is what people say, I got a lot of answers, but can I run a few ideas by you and tell me what you think? We tell those people that they have the idea, they have an idea, but they want someone to listen to them. What do you tell them, people?
Okay. All right. I think really basically people should tune into a show like ours and listen how to start making all that change tomorrow. You're taking steps, not just tomorrow, but right here in the here and now. You can be that person that you want to be. You're dying to be. You're needing to be. That person you should be. It can happen. It is happening.
Why does she be that person? You give them an idea why. They're like, why shouldn't I be that person?
Because it's all the better. Because you'll wake up tomorrow a much better, greater thing.
A better person.
You'll wake up tomorrow. Yes. You'll be basically close to being that person that you need. You are holding yourself back. You don't realize how. A lot of ways you think, oh, this is just life. This is just the disappointment and circumstance of life. What you don't realize is that what you really want, what you really need, is a possibility. In fact, it can be a physical living reality if you just take those steps that we're talking about. Sign in here. Sign up with us. I know, you're so skeptical. You're afraid of anybody promising you things that are better, what have you, because you're basically afraid of being taken. Swindled somehow.
People like that, you know, I see so many people all the time look like everybody is a problem. Then you see them behind their soul, behind their actions, and they are just pretty much, you know, they are a shadow that's blowing the wind of just being sincerely no good. And you just think this person, you got to prove this person is good. And, you know, I talk about this all the time, you know, the truth is the truth, you know. If you truly that person that's changing his, why you gotta act like you the criminal? Why you gotta convince people that you're not the criminal? What is that about? You know, you're teaching the people how to shoplift from your intentions. You know, and you be sitting there left in the lobby, trying to get some kind of, you know, can I talk to Agent R? Come on now. People are not telling you these things. They just send you up to fail. Now talk to them.
All right. Be greater. Look at those little steps. Okay, take a moment right now. Close your eyes and breathe. Take that deep, slow, long breath. The secret trick to relaxation when you're breathing.
What is that?
You very slowly breathe in. Take a very long, slow breath. Don't fall. Let it pull back slowly, whatever, and then let it come out naturally. Don't push it out. Let it come out naturally, gradually. and you feel your body starting to relax. Now, get rid of your burdens. Throw them aside. Kick to the curb for now. And start focusing on that person, that inner person that you need to be. That inner greatness. And realize you can do something for the greater good.
All right. This is the thing that so many people don't know where to start from is they had in mind, hey, I'm not going to be taken advantage of. I'm not going to let this person talk to me this way. I'm going to speak up. But people almost think it's your desires to be exploited and taken advantage of and not taken serious. That's somebody that know your true character of expressing caring. You may be physically stronger, and they feel, oh, this person, and they know they're using your vulnerability to exploit you. Because isn't it something about people don't have respect for you? How they go out their way to do things that people wouldn't even, you know, dream of doing to you. What is that thing about people that have no respect for you, how they treat you? What is that? What is it about how someone that scared of you got so much desire to destroy you? Got so much passion for undermining you. What is that? Now talk to him, dude. They're listening.
All right. Listen to me. I want you to know that it is possible. There is a world that we need to heal.
What is that world?
And recover. The world in which we live in now. We need to better it. It's our duty to help it to make it recovery. We all need to do it together. It is a unified group front on this thing.
Is that right?
Absolutely. It's our goal. Make this world better.
Come on now. They're hearing you. Come on.
You need to basically prove yourself. You need to remedy this world.
You prove yourself. Who you prove yourself to? Tell them that. Are they proving themselves to themselves? Who you prove yourself to? Come on.
Yourself, the world, everyone and everything. Prove that you need to exist. Prove that you need to exist. Prove yourself better. Prove it.
Where do you think that proving it truly comes from? Where do people get that? Because sometimes people feel like they got to see examples of what proving it means for them to actually commit. Some people are more invested in other people's effort and how that person invests in their effort. See, it's only people that they won't do anything from their position. They only going to do it as you become the actual crutch or the actual assistant to actually weigh on your ability. And if they can weigh on your ability, you may be something beyond their actual ability, but they feel compelled to actually, you know, ride you down. And that's something. Some people don't really feel comfortable with being positive from their own, you know, viewpoint. They feel like they got to be positive under this condition. They don't want to take none of the true responsibility. They just want to reap all the rewards. What do you tell them kind of people? Come on now. Listen.
Okay. I think what they need personally, listen to this program. Listen to this program now. Now, after you've done the breathing technique, try the breathing technique every single day. Remember, close your eyes, sit up perfectly straight, sit in the lotus position on your bed or on a yoga mat, one or the other. Maybe even a couch if you have to. And slowly draw in your breath, very slowly. Fill your lungs up as much as they possibly can, and then let it Don't push it out. Let it gradually fall out of your lungs. Use up Lennon. As you are, start thinking about all the aspects of your life that you want to hit, that you want to change, that you want to move, that you want to remedy and rectify. Think about all of it. Because, damn it, it is there. Is it not? Is it not organic?
Is there?
45 minutes after the hour here on the program. Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Please, call in. Let yourself be known and heard and understood. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Phone call. This radio show. Can rectify you.
You're going to sleep on people.
I'm not sleeping.
You going to talk. You make everybody go to sleep.
Well, I'm going to a little bit right after this. Why? Because, once again, early to bed, early to rise helps. It can really help. One of the things that can help, the trick, tell me, you get up early, right? You ever gotten up like at first dawn before the sun is up? First dawn.
Are you joking?
First dawn is basically literally when you get up very early, the sun is even up, you start drawing whatever, and you see the sun as it's coming up over the east, whatever, west and east, coming up.
Back your mouth away from the phone because you're breathing on the phone.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
my point being is getting up that early. When the cold air hits you, you feel stimulated, revitalized. You know what? You feel ready to take on the world. Get in and get up to a job and whatever. Think about all your goals.
Everybody know how to focus and meditate, okay? Some people don't know how to go about meditating. They get annoyed by how people respond. Everybody's not nasty. Oh, yeah, meditation. Okay, fine. Let me do it right now. See? Everything is easy to that. You can do everything perfect. I'll do everything perfect. Nobody can do everything perfect. You have to understand how that person learns, how that person actually finds the actual courage, what's motivating that person to get to that point. Some people have been so discouraged, they've been so kicked on, and people have did bulldozing on them, and no one is taking the investment. There's no architect that they feel that's been connected to make sure that they soil and make sure their experience gets invested into the actual, you know, economics of their soul, you know. And you can't, why you think people collectively try to tear down attractive women? Like, what is that about? People try to collectively tear down attractive women, you know. Try to tear it down, and then at the same time, they try to build up unattractive women to the point that it's destructive to the whole who space. It's like, come on, this is very cross-contaminated. Are we going to build the other women to the point where other women feel so compelled and they start pushing down and enforcing, I don't look good. I don't have to take care of my body. And now it looks so good. Inside of this fruit, we're looking spoiled. And you had fruit. It was spoiled. How long before the nets come? You see a lot of nests around fruit that doesn't have rotting spots and spoil. But you find more fruit that's healthy and fresh. And how does that work? I'm telling you, the same thing applies to a lot of women in capacity that are not most good. You know what looks really mean? Let's go with this. the IQ of human looks, it's so intuitive that the infrastructure of somebody's interior of what you're getting, it can hit you so hard because the desire and the true connection that this person invested in you, you just put all the ingredients together and it's making what you call wealth beauty. See, we have temporary beauty, we have wealth beauty. See, wealth beauty is where people will talk about it like poetry. They talk about, well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder because it is so personable when you have wealthy beauty. It changed so many. You say, oh, no, that person never looked good. People steal your eyes from right up out of your socket and pit. they call it projector. And they call it, they put this screen in there, and you would be so connected with the uniform of what looks like something that one loves, you'd be obsessed with the look. You'd be going to a wedding telling women that sit attractive, I ain't mess with you. But you ain't looking like what I want you. And then, huh, what do you mean? Because once you connect with something, connect with a person, truly feel the warmth that your entanglement. Hey, do you know what entanglement means?
What does it mean?
Do you remember when dogs get tied up together? And you got to throw some water on a dog so they stuck together. That's entanglement right there. Because the dog be dragging the other dog down the street. And the dog is stuck until you get some water or something, they stuck together. That's entanglement. That's dog entanglement, right?
Right. Yeah.
I said, water. I said, that's dog entanglement. Wait a minute. That's entanglement, man. Who would be stuck like that? Somebody said, oh, that would be stuck. I would have thought of the idea, man. People don't understand when you cleanse yourself, man. You don't understand what level of that pain that people are just looking, people are just thinking, people are just grinning, people are just, you know, all these things, oh my goodness. That's so, you know, these things that we want to pick up, we're trying to figure out how can we scan the actual ability of people's success. Okay, she's sexy. Okay, let me add up my sexiness. Okay, she's this beautiful. Well, I'm this beautiful. I mean, come on now, let's just say me. But you know, all these guys, you know, all these guys, women saying some saying, all these guys, I can get that guy. They're giving messages. Oh well, she got a 23 inch waist. I got a 21 and a half inch waist. She's 5'9". I'm 5'11" and a half. She's 5'9" and a half. I'm 5'11" and a half. I'm 11 and a half. Why am I not winning? And these are things people are trying to say. When you tell somebody something you can't get some sympathy, they're like trying to figure out why it isn't to them. Right? How many superstars do you see on TV, and how many people that you see is not superstar and look better than some of them? You see a woman on TV, you say, wow, she's attractive. You see a woman on the street, she ain't got no makeup on. You're like, she looks more attractive than a superstar. That's what I'm going to tell you, bro. Talking about the organic beauty. It's so connected. Goodness. You see clothes, right?
Yeah.
And clothes, you say, oh, that's nice. You see a person in an outfit you would even like. And they look so good in the clothes, you don't like the clothes. You didn't like the clothes. And they like, acting so humble about what's going on, and they don't see what the big fuss about. They're like, I don't see why he's, what is he so excited by? And that, man, that is a thin line. You know what kind of masterpiece that is? Now somebody has everything, and they sit right there and be so humble that's almost unrealistic. They don't get what you get in connecting with them. And they be looking at you like, huh? And y'all can say you're evil. Is always trying to congregate. When I see somebody there preaching something and people are gravitating to it, now people are trying to figure out ways to exploit it. That's a natural space. That's a natural instinct. When you see children, see somebody pretty, oh, she's so pretty. She's like, they do all kinds of stuff. Oh, they make faces, all this, right? That's natural. But to tell somebody, because one person walked their way to emulate all these other billions of dollars plus of marketing, advertising, all these other distributing things, and this person is sitting there, in a sense, not even paying tithes on the beauty. Why do they want the beauty? I don't want this. And the more they don't want it, the more people look at them. And you see it today, society. You go back 30, 25 years, there's a lot of people you've never in your life seen them look like how they look now. It's like seeing the Volkswagen that in the junkyard, and now you see the Volkswagen. Now it's a Porsche, and you just like, wow, how did the Porsche become a Porsche? Where did the Porsche come from? Well, that's Volkswagen engine. That's a supercharged Volkswagen engine that's in a Porsche. If you see this kind of thing, and people want to make it seem like, because all the opposition that people have been facing, and it would even no near this. It had no even description on how to get here. People have been eating bad food forever, right?
Uh-huh.
And no one ever looked this attractive at this point. Think about it. Have you ever seen as many attractive-looking people in your life ever?
I want to thank everybody for tuning in for the show. I want to thank anybody out there who might be listening at some point. Listening, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. I am Talk Dude.
This is Comedian Organic, okay.
Remember, we're on the... Go ahead.
He's one close from... Like, he should be a shoulder puppet. Because he don't want to talk. He just want to sit back and just not talk and just daydream.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm trying to interrupt you.
Man, you don't take 50 hours to talk with someone that's not talking.
God. Remember, we're all over the net. Well, not all over, but check us out. Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. You can hear all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear it all.
Now hang up on the people, because they got something else to do.
Tune in. Take our steps. Take what we said seriously. Thank you all for tuning in, for listening at some point. Those of you who do.
Hey, now you want to talk. Shut up. Let me go off the phone now. It's time. Bye-bye.
Fine. Bye.